Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. How do people get started? Where do they get stuck? Does their family really follow along when they want to get organized? Wouldn't you love to peek behind the curtain and see how other people in the 100-day program are actually getting their home organized? Well, that's what we're going to be doing from now on the Wednesday new Organize 365 podcast. I would love to introduce you to your fellow Organize 365 members that are on this home organization journey with you. Let's see how they have gone from disorganized to organized. Jill, welcome to the Organize 365 podcast.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
How did you find Organize 365? How did you find me?
Okay, so long story. Dawn Carlson, she's been on your podcast, I think twice, also has or had lots of goats. She and I went to college together. And she sent me a text on, I think it was like a Tuesday or Wednesday, saying, hey, I'm going to be on this podcast. You should listen to it. And I downloaded it because I was driving home from my uncle's funeral at 5 o'clock in downtown Chicago. And I was like, I'm going to have nothing to do for like 2 hours but sit in the car. I should listen to Dawn on this podcast. Yeah, I've listened to every single one of your podcasts since. Like, I sat there in traffic trying to go back and find old podcasts because I loved that one so much. I'm like, I have to know more. So,
okay, well, that's exciting, but don't do that in Chicago traffic or any traffic, people. You should not be searching for podcasts and driving.
But it might have been like stopped traffic. So I didn't feel like I was going anywhere.
Slow roll.
No, this was like stopped, which is why I think I listened to 3 episodes on that one drive home.
Oh, that is horrible.
Yeah, I did
traffic.
Really. I started like binge listening.
Thank you, Dawn.
So, yes. And I blame her for my scrapbook addiction too, because she was selling Creative Memories back in the late 90s and got me started on scrapbooking. So, we're just going to blame Dawn for all the things.
And she gets the credit for all the organizing too, right?
Oh, yeah. She'll take that.
She will. I know she will. So Jill, tell me, who lives in your house with you?
So it's my husband, Scott. We'll be married 19 years in November. Then we have 2 kids. Our daughter, Kelsey, just turned 15, and our son, Evan, just turned 11.
Well, congratulations.
And 2 fish. I always forget the fish.
Oh, yeah. Well, the fish, that number always changes, right?
Yeah, we have one that's kind of
lost a couple and went to the pet store.
Yeah, my daughter's fish is kind of, we'll see if she makes it through the week. We'll see. Anyway.
Okay, so Dawn was like, you have to listen to my episode on this podcast. Is that when you decided to get organized, or were you already deciding to get organized, or when did that happen?
So I kind of already decided I needed to get organized. So if you back up, we lived in Central Ohio from 2006 to 2017. We moved to Illinois, where we are now. Christmas of 2016, like literally the kids finished school on December 21st, moving truck came December 22nd, they started a new school in January.
Wow.
So we moved after living in Ohio for 11 years, we had a different house, a different kind of property, and then after living here for 6 months, I decided I was going to go back and get my master's degree, and I went, probably need to figure out how I'm going to do this, like 2 school kids, a husband who traveled at the time. And I'm going back to get my master's in person because I'm not so good with the digital stuff. So I kind of already decided I need to get organized. And my house was organized. Like I could find the big stuff.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of things that just being in a new house, in a new community, with a new schedule, new set of routines, I knew something was going to have to give. So we had to find a way to get this organized. So that was kind of it.
Did you get your master's? And if so, what is it in?
I did. I got my master's on March 12th. Illinois went into lockdown on March 13th. Went to my last class on March 12th. And it is a master's in business administration. So I got my MBA.
Very cool. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you. It's been fun. It's been part of the adventure. So yeah, it's been good. So yes, I kind of already started to get organized, but what I heard from this Dawn's podcast and all of your other ones was the Sunday basket. That was the first thing I did because I was a piler. Like I just had piles and I would have kind of organized piles, but they were still just piles. So the Sunday basket was the very first thing I did.
And did you start that back when you started your MBA? Is that when you got the Sunday basket?
I was already 2 quarters into my MBA. I had done 3 classes and those like we kind of managed like, but then I was doing one at a time and it was like, oof, I'm going to meet my goal of being done before my daughter gets to high school. I'm going to have to take more than one class at a time. And so that's when I was like, oh, I'm going to have to figure something else out. But the Sunday basket then led to the 100-day program, which led to the planner, which is really what got me organized because I live by your planner, live in it.
Okay. Nobody's ever talked about the planner on the 100-day.
I should have brought it with me, but it's in the other room. I religiously plan out my week, usually 2 weeks at a time. Like I always do this upcoming week on Sunday meticulously. And then I do kind of a high level overview of the following week. Yeah. Like I'll put make sure like the standing appointments are in, piano lessons, soccer practice, clarinet lessons. When I was in school, making sure my classes were blocked in and if we needed somebody to help with the kids or whatever. But I am at that planner looking at the calendar portion of it probably 2 or 3 times a day.
And you use the physical planner. You don't use a Google calendar.
So I use a Google calendar to keep on my phone, but that is really as much just so like when I'm away from the planner, which really isn't often. I work out of my house. I don't really go anywhere.
None of us are going anywhere, Jill.
I know, but I've been working from home since we moved here. So, I mean, I use my Google calendar when I'm out and about, if I am meeting clients or if I'm on the phone and I need to set an appointment. But part of my process is the first thing I do is transfer my Google calendar into my paper planner and vice versa. I make sure my paper planner, the appointments at least, are in my Google calendar. So I'm kind of using both. But if you ask me, like, what do I live by? I live by the paper planner. Yeah.
And before you use the 100-day home organization planner, how did you organize your week?
I still had a paper planner, but it wasn't, I couldn't find one that I liked very well. Like I would always, like every 6 months, I felt like I was switching. I've used Franklin Covey. I've used ones from Target. I've used printing out Google Calendar and just like marking it up. I've used Outlook. For the longest time, I used this little, like it's a mouse pad, but it's like a 5 day a week. Oh, nobody can see this but you, but it's a mouse pad shape and it has like the 5 days and I would plan out my work week on there. It was okay. But I want to see my whole day. I want to see my meal plans. Mm-hmm. I want to see what my 100-day task is. So that's why I love your planner. So
yeah, and I do too. And I know that a lot of people will not use a paper planner. Like you're either a paper planner person or you're not. Like I'm not here to say you have to become a paper planner person in order to do the 100-day program. But I do think when you're learning the skill of organizing and batching time and organizing time, a physical planner makes your time seem more concrete and actionable and physical. And that's why I often say if you're going to do a virtual calendar, I love Google Calendar because I can color code it. And again, I make my time look like physical blocks. And then I can physically, like if I didn't get that project done, I drag it to the next day. Like you're actually dragging that block of time. And once you learn that, then you could do it abstractly if you think that way. I like to pack my days to overflowing. My husband keeps saying, you do this to yourself, you know. I'm like, well, I'm not complaining. Like, you're the one overwhelmed by my schedule. I'm not overwhelmed by my schedule.
Oh, yes, I think so. And when you have a podcast, don't even ask me what number it is, where you talk about like your, and I know you've kind of veered away from this a little bit, like Monday through Thursday is the work week and Friday through Saturday. And for me, working from home, and I have not worked full time since my daughter was born. I've always worked, well, not even always. When I've been working, it's been mostly part time. I've always tried to take one day off. And I used to always think it was going to be Wednesday because it was the middle of the week. And that'd be great. Yeah, that doesn't work. But when you have a planner that's Monday through Thursday and then Friday through Sunday, It's amazing. I just don't put work things on Friday because I'd have to flip the calendar over. I'd have to flip the planner over to do it. And so even the physical layout of the calendar works for me. And I know, again, I'm a little unique. I've got unique situation here, but that has been good for me because otherwise I'm like you, I'd work all the time.
Right. When this comes out, we'll be like a week away from, here's a sneak peek. We are coming out with a workbox planner. So it'll be to plan your work. Jill, it's so good.
Because that has been the one thing. My workbox is like, I have a workbox, my corporate workbox here. I have my volunteer. I'm the treasurer for our Music Booster organization. So I've kind of set it up. Yeah. I've got one there. I've got my Sunday basket on my kitchen counter. That's been the one thing is I don't like to bring my planner into my office because I try to keep it. And yet there's not enough room in that planner for me to plan my work day.
Right. So but there's going to be a work day one.
Just block it.
There's
right
a work day
just
one.
Block it. So cool.
But it's divided the same way. Monday through Thursday on one side and Friday, Saturday, Sunday on the other. And while I do work Monday through Friday, I'm probably never going to get away from working on Friday. Yeah. What I noticed this fall was we had started to let a couple of meetings creep onto Fridays, regular organized 365 meetings. And then we started getting everyone's vacation requests from now to the end of the year. And of course, like nobody's going to Jamaica for a week. So you're going to take your vacation day, a day here and a day there. Well, what day do you think people pick? It's not Wednesday.
Friday or Monday.
It's Friday or Monday. It's almost always Friday. So people will be putting in 7 days worth of vacation days. And it's like five Fridays, a Tuesday and a Monday. And I'm like, okay, well, thank goodness I set up my entire company where literally all of our meetings are on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And I did it because holidays naturally fall on Mondays and Fridays. It's less days to reschedule. Yep. But through the end of the year, we'll never have a Friday where our entire team is all working on that Friday. Yep. So when you look at your Friday, like you may have to work on Friday, but it's hard to plan a meeting. It's hard to schedule something on a Friday because so many people take Fridays off or it is a holiday. And so I still, even though I work on Friday, I do schedule the bulk of my work is Monday through Thursday. Yeah. Friday is like a bonus and an extra day. So like if something got pushed from a Tuesday, it'll get put on Friday. It has to be done before the end of the day on Friday, but mostly I do networking, team lunches, walk through the warehouse.
I love your warehouse, by the way.
Thank you.
That's pretty much what I've decided Friday. Friday is corporate workbox day. Yep. If I have in my own, like last week, because I also run Profit First for in my business.
Oh, that's
You've
a good book.
You've read that book, right?
Yes.
I think you reviewed that book, didn't you?
I didn't review Friday, it, but I do like it.
Oh, it's good. So I'll do like that sort of like my own bookkeeping, my own pay myself on Friday. And then if I have a few clients that are just every time we have lunch, it's a fun lunch. I'll do those on Fridays.
Yes. You know? Yes. It's a lunch that's going to last 2 hours anyway.
Right.
And we're going to have as much. Friday.
Yeah. So it might as well be on Friday. And if it involves a margarita at the end of the lunch, well, then that just is even better.
You're self-employed. So we haven't even gotten into hardly any of the questions, but what I love about the flow of this podcast episode so far, Jill, is that you are a very busy, passionate woman. Like you have kids, you're obviously actively involved with them. You went to school, you have a business, you have a volunteer. I mean, there are a lot of things that you're doing. And just because we plan or we're organized doesn't mean we can't have a lot of things going on, right?
Right, exactly.
I love hearing that. Like I love hearing how many different things you have. It's almost like all these different puzzle pieces that you get to put into your week in different quantities.
It is. Yeah, it's definitely it. So that is definitely the best part of finding Organized 365 is realizing, and you say it all the time, that 5 minutes of planning is an hour in your day. Mm-hmm. I think that's right. I don't know. I'm like you. I'm
Benjamin
not good with
Franklin.
The details.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not good with the details. I'm like Lisa like that. But I've seen it. Like I spend an hour and a half or 2 hours on Sunday afternoon while my daughter is at rehearsal and I have to drive her 30 minutes and I take my basket with me and I sit last week sat in the back of my minivan, spread out like a picnic with my Sunday basket.
Oh, I've done that.
And did the whole week while she's at a rehearsal and come home and it's like, whew, if I tried to do that, I used to do my Sunday basket at crazy early on Sunday morning because I'm an early morning person. Like 5 a.m., 5:30 a.m. And so Sunday morning, me, my coffee, my Sunday basket, it'd be done by 7:30 and the whole week would be ready to go. Well, now that I have this 2 hours, I have to sit in a church parking lot because I can't go into rehearsal. Thank you, COVID. I'm like, well, we'll just do the Sunday basket then. We just have to take it along. So, yeah.
Yeah. And but I like that
I
too.
I see it.
Like, if you're listening to this, you need to do the Sunday basket. Like, there aren't going to be seasons where you're not going to do it. Sometimes it'll be less time and sometimes it'll be more time.
Oh, yeah.
But you can move the time around. And that's part of what I love about the planners, also the Organize 365 planners. We have three each year because each of your seasons, your spring, your summer, and your fall, all have different energies, all have different schedules.
Yep.
You're going to find what is the right timing for all of these different bucketed activities that you're going to want to do in the next 120 days. And that's what we're going to do in work as well. We're going to do 4 a year. So we're going to do them quarterly. What are the goals you want to start and finish so that at the end of a year, you've started and finished a bunch of goals and you move your business or your job forward versus just doing the pre-assigned job tasks that you do every single day and not feel like you've accomplished some goals.
Oh, you really just made my day with that corporate workbox planner. Oh, that's just so exciting.
Coming out the first week in November.
Oh, you know, I will be on there. I will be buying it right away.
Okay. So let's go to your in-home organizing.
Okay.
If you did in-home organizing, I don't know. When's the first time you know something was organized that wasn't organized before? Maybe it's the planner. I don't know.
Well, I just started noticing that things, well, right. I bought that Sunday basket and then I did a big paper purge. Like while I was waiting for my planner, my 100-day program to come, in which I went all access like 3 days later. I was like, this is stupid. Why did I not just do all access right off the bat? And I actually think there's a Facebook post from Dawn that says, Jill bought this Sunday basket. She'll be in all access in like a week. Just watch. And yeah, it was like 10 days or something because she does know me. But I've just noticed like once I got the paper purge, that was huge because there's a really funny story when we moved into this house, when I realized something, I was looking for a receipt to get our washing machine fixed because it was under warranty. I could not find it. I knew where it was, right? I knew where it was, but I could not find it. And I might have said non-mom words, as my kids call them. Yes, I was like swearing at myself, of course, right? And spent 30 minutes looking for this piece of paper and used inappropriate words and finally found it, got the washing machine fixed. And we've had to repair that washing machine 2 more times since. But now I know where that piece of paper is every single time because it's in my binder next under washing machine. I have it all listed. So that's probably like the next time the washing machine broke was probably the first time I was like, oh yeah, this works. Because it would have been in a pile somewhere.
And I think what I take away in that story is that no one wants to get their washing machine fixed. No one wants to pay for it. And no one has the time allocated for it.
Yeah. And that was part of the frustration. We've lived here less than 4 years. I fixed the washing machine 3 times.
3 times. Yeah. But you I think that when you're organized so that you could just go get that receipt right away, it takes some of the frustration and the emotion out of the event. And it just becomes an unexpected nuisance versus the end of your day and everyone else's mood in the family because now you've had enough.
Right. And I wasn't that behind on laundry because my kids are doing the Lisa Kids program. And so on Saturday is my son's day to do laundry. Sunday is my daughter's day to do laundry. So we just aren't that behind on laundry. So yeah, it stinks that the washing machine has been fixed 3 times. Oh yeah, we have the kids program.
You had to tell us. Okay, we have to take a little segue here. So your kids are 15 and 11.
Yes.
What do they think of the kids program? Are they doing it? What's going on?
So my daughter is very much like me. Personality. She is pretty much internally, she's pretty organized. It might be messy, but she does know where everything is. Nobody in my house would be the perfectionist, Pinterest perfect organization, but we know where it is. We're very functionally organized. I love that phrase. So she did it and she's really good. Like she's just continually decluttering. She's continually organizing. She does love to clean out the bathroom and like pitch stuff, reorganize it, gain some efficiency. She's really good at that. But my son, he could be one of the poster children for the Saturday plan because he does not have ADD, although we thought he did. He has a processing disorder.
Okay.
So he takes a long time to mm-hmm. process an event. To-do lists are really hard for him if they're not very task-oriented. So what he loves about the kids program is he has his Saturday list, and it's been about, did that come out 2 years ago? I bought it right away.
Yeah, so no, it hasn't even been out a year.
Okay, then it was, yeah. Then it's been a year. Then it was last, we bought it the first week it came out. and we implemented it the first week it came out, particularly for him. And he still uses the printout. It's laminated and he checks it off. But literally I can say to him now, Evan, it's Saturday. You need to do your Saturday list. And in anywhere from 30 minutes to 90 minutes, depending on his speed that day, his room is presentable. His laundry is going in the laundry.
Wow.
And I mean, and sometimes he does it out of order. He really likes to make his bed as the first thing on the list. Mm. It's not the least way to do it. And we've talked about it. It's okay. At some point, I think we have to draw an arrow for him, but you know, he does get sidetracked, but he's 11, but he can do it.
11.
And
did you go through the videos with them? Did he go through the videos himself? How did he get so independent?
We watched the videos together at first, okay. And then it was with him. It's just repetition. It was literally probably the first 6 months, last July and or August until the new year. It was every Saturday. Evan, we're doing your Saturday list. Let's go through it. Like, and he has checkpoints with me. Like he will do the first three things and then he'll come check in with me. Nice. And I don't make him dust and vacuum every week. He does like to vacuum because I let him use the robot vacuum. So that's kind of fun. But now he's decided.
You mean like a Roomba?
The real vac?
Like
yes.
A Roomba?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Oh yeah. That's ours is named Ethel. So he likes to use Ethel. Because my best friend's is named Lucy.
You know, oh, gosh.
We have Lucy and
so
Ethel.
So that's awesome. So he gets done with this room, and then he gets to put Ethel in there, and then she does the vacuuming.
She does her whole thing.
Okay, I think we should. This is why we all should get Roombas. Yep. And it should be really a gift to our kids for Christmas, I think. This is
fabulous. It's a gift to me, let me tell you.
So I hope everybody heard that you had to do it over and over and over and over.
Oh, gosh, yes.
I think that is the biggest benefit of the kids program. Is not me teaching it, although it is helpful to take the emotion out and have somebody else teach other than the mom. But the fact that the kids can go watch the videos over and over and over again, because if organization does not come naturally to you and it's a learnable skill, I tell adults it's going to take 3 times through the 100-day program. It's going to take kids longer, you guys.
Oh, yeah. He recognizes, he is my husband. My husband has some of these same issues. I mean, and he's just overly, easily overwhelmed. And so the task breakdown to make the Saturday list manageable is really good. Also really good because we are kind of busy on weekends. Evan plays sports. My daughter has music stuff and she used to have sports. And so sometimes we have to not make it all the way through the list. So I can say, okay, go do this portion of your Saturday list. And when we come back, he knows where to pick off because it's the same order every week. Yeah. It's made him very independent in that respect. We haven't quite got to the whole mini apartment concept for him yet because he's 11. And he has other space in the house. We have kind of a playroom and stuff. So he doesn't need that mini apartment concept yet, but we're getting there. We're getting there.
So I have a child with processing issues as well. And it is that repetition of doing it and doing it and doing it. I'm sure you see his speed is picking up. And oh my goodness, it's not an easy skill that you're teaching right now. But it will serve him for the rest of his life. And can you imagine if you didn't do it? Because it's hard, but if you didn't do it and then you have processing struggles, when you become an adult, it's harder to learn and you don't have that time to learn it.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been really good. Yes.
Awesome. So, well, what's happened as you've been on this organizing journey that you didn't expect to happen other than COVID?
Right. I know that. I really didn't expect to start my own business, quite honestly. So when we left Ohio and came to Illinois, I was working for a CPA firm and my biggest client was not far north of you. But they're a foreign based company. So they were like, well, all of our executives are in Europe. It's okay if our accountant is not, you know, 20 minutes away. So I kept working for them for a while and in my few other accounting clients because technology's, you know, there. And then it slowly started. I was in my, started my master's and I met some people. I actually met a couple of clients through Organize 365 through the Workbox group. Yay. Just, you know, hey, can somebody help with this? Can somebody help with that? And so all of a sudden it's kind of like, I still work a few hours a week for that CPA firm in Ohio because I have clients that I built this relationship with and our firm doesn't want to give up the relationship. I don't want to give up the relationship. They don't want to give the relationship up. But mostly I've started building my own financial consulting and accounting firm wow. out of my house. So that's been probably the one of the most unexpected things.
And so, what do you yeah. specialize in? Tax returns or other?
Other stuff. So okay. I always say honestly, I do a lot of financial organizing, like a lot of smaller businesses that they get started and they can keep mm-hmm. up for a while and then they start growing and all of a sudden it's like, our books are a mess. We don't know yes. how to clean it up. So someday I'll figure out a tagline for this, but I want your books to look like they're ready for the accountant when mm-hmm. they go to the accountant. So I
oh,
have
Jill.
Helped set up work boxes.
You're going to love this. Boxes. We have another new product that's coming out at the beginning of November. It's an income and expense binder that has green yeah. slash pockets in it for each month. So people can put their receipts in each month and track their expenses based on the IRS Schedule C categories. And there's a sheet for every month for their mileage to write in there so that literally they could like just yes. mail you the binder
yes.
and you could do it.
And I can.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So I've helped set up work boxes for like
nice.
More of like somebody who has an internal bookkeeper, but they really aren't a bookkeeper. But mostly it's small companies that just don't want to hire a full-time, they need more than a bookkeeper.
Right.
They need less than a CPA. They yes. need that in-between accounting. Yes. So my purple, they're all my purple slash pockets and I need more. I need just purple.
Oh,
could I put the plug in Jill, for just single color?
November 6th.
I know
you can actually buy just purple also.
Yeah,
just purple, just pink, just blue. Jill, would you like me to just tell you all the other things we're coming out with?
Yes, basically, please.
You are just going to be our. Yeah. Here's the thing: if you're listening to this Wednesday podcast, you're going to find out everything a week early. So, congratulations for listening to every podcast.
Thanks. Should I just send you my credit card now and yes. just show them all to me, please? All of them. Just send
yes,
them all.
Yes, we can do that. I'll have Joey package it right away.
Oh, Joey.
Oh my goodness. That is so exciting. Congratulations.
Yes. Oh, thank you. So that was probably the biggest unexpected one. Yeah.
How fun. So
it is fun.
What do you have more of now? Jobs.
Jobs. Yes. Choices. That's a big thing for my husband and I. When we chose to leave Ohio, which was very sad, we were very happy in Ohio, but we chose to come to Illinois to be closer to our aging parents and our families because we wanted the choice to be able to be there. So I have more choice because I have more time and money, so I have more choice. But my epiphany this morning was I have a lot more awareness.
Ooh, tell me more.
I have a lot more awareness about what I need. What I don't need. I have a lot more awareness about how I use my time and my money. Mm. Apparently purple slash pockets. But no, the awareness, like I was getting dressed this morning in my closet and I'm looking at my closet because it's Master Closet Week. And I'm like, the awareness of, I really still need these work clothes. Like you don't think I need these work clothes because I work at home. And I'm like, no, I still need those work clothes. And there's a whole section of my clothes that I'm like, yeah, I don't need them anymore. And I think I'm aware of it because I've mm-hmm. been through the closet several times. I know what my time looks like. I know what my money looks like. I know what I'm willing to spend my money on, what I'm not willing to spend it on. And I was like, yeah, awareness. Definitely more awareness.
So we're 6 months into COVID at this point. A lot of us have made our closets more casual. Because we can, because all we're doing are Zoom things. And I will say that this fall, I did buy a couple pairs of jeans, and I did not buy any dress pants, but I did get cute dressy tops. And I had the same conversation with myself in my closet this week as I went shopping for my fall wardrobe. And I said, okay, I love my blazers. I love my dressy clothes, and it is who I am. And I'm going to keep wearing them, even if not seeing anybody and nobody can see me. But for the winter, I'm going to wear jeans and my comfy dance go shoes. I'm not going to put on the dress pants, but I am going to still wear the dressy tops, and I am still going to invest in those clothes when I can find them, because I do like that style. Like, it is my style now.
Yeah. And I'm kind of always been the same way. You know, here, you want another good Dawn story?
Yeah.
So sure. She used to make fun of me because we had this like standard college sweatshirt. You know, you went to Miami, I'm sure, like, it, you know, you, everybody had the same sweatshirt, but I used to wear mine with a plaid blouse underneath it, and she would totally mock me, but that was my style. Like, I'd wear a sweatshirt and jeans, but I always had a cute coordinating blouse under it because I like to be dressy.
Yeah.
Even in a sweatshirt. I'm with you. I kind of done the same thing. I was looking at my blazers too, and I do usually wear jeans unless I'm going into a client's office where I know that's just not acceptable. Otherwise I wear jeans all the time. But yeah, the dressy tops, and that's who I am too. And that's okay.
It's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
Even in COVID.
Just because the line for Lululemon is down the hallway at the mall doesn't mean I have to be in it. I was in a store.
White House Black Market. I'm there. You know I'm there because I have your same pink blazer. Thank you for wearing it yesterday, because I thought, oh, what if we show up in the same blazer? Not that anybody could see us. It would have been a great picture. It would have been hilarious.
So I've been doing some shopping. It's hard to find clothes right now, you guys. It's hard to find clothes. So I'm at a store and they go, oh, that looks really cute with leggings. I said, oh, this body doesn't wear leggings. And they go, no, we have like the Spanx kind of leggings. I was like, this body doesn't wear leggings. It's like, even when I was a teenager, I didn't feel comfortable in leggings. I've just never been a leggings person. So it's denim for me. I like
denim. Actually have one outfit that I wear leggings with, and I'm wearing it today, ironically.
That's funny.
Because everything is covered, like almost to my knees. Like the tunic is so long. But I tried this outfit on with a pair of Spanx leggings, and I choked at the price of the Spanx leggings. And I went, I'll go to Macy's and buy a pair of leggings. Thanks.
I just want it all sucked in. That's all I have to say. I know. Keep it all where it's supposed to be.
I know. Not that I don't love Spanx. I do. I love Sarah Blakely.
Oh my
gosh,
Sarah's amazing. I do have Spanx. I do have the Spanx leggings. They're just jeans with no button, the ones I have.
Oh, yeah.
They're out of denim material.
They're cute.
Yeah.
These ones she was trying to sell me were like pleather. And I'm like,
yes.
I know. Leggings are one thing, maybe, but I don't do leather anymore.
Oh,
or
my
pleather,
goodness.
Or any sort of derivative.
My
of it.
Kids just shake their heads. But every once in a while, Abby will look at me and she'll smile and like give me the surprise face, and then she'll erase it like it wasn't there. I'm like, no, I must look good.
I saw
because
that.
You looked at me like I don't look like your mother. I'm like, oh, this is a good outfit. I go write it down over on the side. But she doesn't give me that look very often.
Yeah,
so, Jill, what do you have less of?
What are those? Oh, swear words. Definitely. Not really. But seriously though, I have less forgetfulness because everything's written down. Not that I was really very forgetful to begin, but I used to do the like, oh, I should call and find out when that appointment is, because I know I made that appointment, but I didn't write it down. I guess I make less phone calls because I'm not calling to find out when I made an appointment. But yeah, less stress, less anxiety about being so busy. Like I'm very fortunate. I've never really had a lot of issues with general anxiety or anxiety issues, but just the general anxiousness of what am I missing? What am I forgetting? Like, I definitely have less anxiety when it comes to that sort of, you know, time management anxiety. So
is there anything you wished you knew sooner?
Well, I just wish I knew about you when I lived in Ohio, but you might not have appreciated that, because I probably would have been on your doorstep every time you say, oh, there's new jobs at 365, but you have to live in Ohio. I'm like, oh, darn it. But I wish I'd known about 365 when we moved, because I think it would have helped the move go a little smoother. Especially being that we moved over the holidays, that was kind of chaotic. And I don't think I would have moved my filing cabinet. I think there's things I wouldn't have moved. And now I've just had to go through it here on, you know, this end. The other thing is, it's been really helpful understanding the generations. When you talk about how different generations, as our parents are aging, my husband's parents have lived in his grandmother's house now for almost 40 years. So we have two generations worth of stuff, and it's not a small house. My parents just pretty much rebuilt their house on the same foundation. And so literally emptied the attic, emptied the basement, everything. And they're going through all of their things. And that's been eye-opening too, having two sets of parents going through basically the same thing in two totally different methods. That explains a lot about my husband and I sometimes. But yeah, so I wish I'd just known about you sooner.
And what's your next step?
Well, finishing the last two drawers in my filing cabinet, actually, and binders. I have the binders all like okayly done. Is that a word? I just really put some effort into the financial binder this fall. My husband likes to close our fiscal year, our family fiscal year, at the end of March for various reasons. And so during COVID, it was a great time. Like, he did his thing, and then I was like, oh, you need to print all that off for me. He's like, I keep it in a protected spreadsheet. I'm like, no, it has to go in the binder, because because when you're at work and I need the you know, username and password for that account, or when I have to call the insurance company and I need this, it's all on the spreadsheet, and it doesn't do me any good when you're in a meeting for 3 hours. So we did the financial binder. So that one's in pretty good shape.
I like that, closing out your family fiscal year.
Yes.
And I like it at the end of March, because that's when your taxes are done.
Oh, sure. If you're not an accountant, your taxes are done then. You know, but
I always have my documentation into my accountant on February 1st, because I like to get mine done.
Oh, my documentation's done. I just haven't hit the file button yet. Need to do that. Probably before October 15th, huh? No, we started doing that years ago because, to be honest, my husband gets a bonus check at the end of March. And so that was the way we would plan where to save it, what to do. So we've always done it at the end of March. But taxes are a good reason too. And we just close everything out, and then we kind of make our financial goals for the following year in April, and, you know, end of March, April. Part of it is too, well, not this year or last year. Often on spring break, we get alone time and we kind of spend time, you know, we get to have some good conversation, and we used to use that time for that, but now nobody goes anywhere for spring break. So we'll see.
We will again someday. Someday.
Someday. Someday. I know. Someday we will. Yes, we've... Yeah.
So let's end with this. What advice would you give to somebody who is just starting out?
Just do the first thing, whatever it is, whether it be get a Sunday basket, or whether it be the 100-day program, and just do the first day, just do the first thing. Because as soon as you get that first thing done, it's so much easier to do the second thing. And then when the second thing is done, it's so much easier to do the third thing. And it's okay to not do the whole thing. Like, I have never actually finished 100 days.
I love that you say that. Yes.
Oh, yeah. And I'm totally fine with it. And I knew going in when I bought it, this is me. I have touched every day at some point, but I'm also really huge at, like, following my energy. So if there's, like, there was something the other day. Oh, it was the drink station. Like, we just remodeled our kitchen. That was a whole nother COVID thing. But, and the drink station, it just, everything got put in there. I was like, I'm just doing this today. I know it's not the day. I don't really care. It's supposed to be cookbooks. I've done my cookbooks like 5 times. The drink station needs to be done all the time. So just do it. I got rid of like 8 water bottles. Shh, don't tell my kids.
And they'll never know.
No. And yeah, so just, but I had never made it through 100 days and in order, much less, you know.
And yet it still works.
And it still works. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Still works.
Yeah.
This has been so much fun. Oh my goodness, Jill. Hi, Dawn. Hope you listened all the way to the end. Thanks for sending Jill over here. Now, who else went to college with you? Just kidding.
It's a small college. Sorry. Well, I could probably find some.
We'll find more college girls. And we would love to hear your story on the Organize 365 podcast. So go to organize365.com/Wednesday, sign up. It wasn't scary, was it, Jill?
No, it was not scary. And I didn't fangirl too much. My daughter will not be too embarrassed by me.
See, if you want to spend some time with me, just one-on-one on Zoom, and we record it and everybody can hear it. But, you know, just a little one-on-one time with Lisa, you should sign up.
You should. This was amazing. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Are you loving these new podcasts? Oh my gosh. I could talk to you guys forever, and I love talking to you actually in person. If you have a story and you would love to share it on the podcast, just go to organize365.com/Wednesday to apply.